Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Yes, Dr. Fauci.
Good morning. I wanted to let you know, yes, COVID is not over. You can get vaccinated for that. And luckily, I've come up for a vaccine where you cannot be groomed in Florida if you're going to Disneyland.
It's called You've been busy, haven't you? Yeah.
Byzantis. Fidesantis. Okay. You take about 150 doses. It's basically made of bull bile and bull material.
Okay.
And it'll keep you from getting groomed in Florida.
Thank you, Dr.
I love
Fauci.
That pronunciation.
Florida.
Florida.
Florida. Are we going to Florida or not, Harry?
You, Carlos, you said the same thing. You have an elderly mom like I do in a nursing home, and I have to fly Memorial Day weekend, and Vice President Harris just got COVID. I was saying my friend's next-door neighbor got COVID despite being triple-vaxxed and masked on a plane. That's how dumb this lifting the masking mandate is, because people around him were not wearing masks. Yeah.
Can I tell you how excited I was? I just got back from Calgary, Canada, and I was worried about masking, but because you're flying to Canada, everybody still had to maintain the mask rule, and it was lovely.
Ah.
Nobody was exploding. Nobody was complaining.
Yeah.
We all put our masks on. It was pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody and I know it's still here in LA, right? At LAX, you have to wear the mask. Yeah. It makes no sense. The whole like, oh, and then you can take it off when you get on the plane. And then Okay. Dr. Fauci actually said, so he was asked, here we are at the end of April, how close are we to the end of the pandemic? He said, that is an unanswerable question for the following reason. And I don't want to be evasive. Let me tell you why. We are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase, adding, namely, we don't have 900,000 new infections a day and tens and tens and tens of thousands of hospitalizations and thousands of deaths. We are at a low level right now. So if you're saying we are out of the pandemic phase in this country, we are. What we hope to do, I don't believe I've have spoken about this widely, we're not going to eradicate this virus. If we can keep that level very low and intermittently vaccinate, and I don't know how often that would be, that might be every year, it might be longer in order to keep the level low, but right now we are not in the pandemic phase. He said pandemic meets a widespread throughout the world infection that spreads rapidly among people. So you look at the global situation, there is no doubt this pandemic is still ongoing. And this is the problem, like they were saying, Carlos, another doctor was saying, the problem is having had it earlier, like Chris and Travis and I did, doesn't protect us from this new variant. It doesn't, correct, having had it previously doesn't protect you from the new variant. So it's and so I'm terrified to get on a mask. I mean, I'm going to mask, obviously, on the plane, but I'm going to my very old, very immune compromised mother. And I, you know, but I don't feel like I have a choice. She's 99 and broke her leg. Like, I don't know how much time I have left with her. Morally, I don't have a choice. And yet, you know, we still, I can't believe 2.5 years into this, Carlos, you and I still are talking about this and having to worry about this.
Yep. You know, it's because other people don't care about situations beyond themselves. But what I did, just in case, is I did a surgical underneath a N95, and that made me feel good. Because I used to wear the shield, and that's kind of uncomfortable, and things get underneath anyways. But say you double mask, you do what you can. Just,
me too,
as John Fugel sang, tweeted, you hope you don't sit next to COVID's open mouth snorer. Like,
yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
By the way, Dr. Fauci will not be going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner because that's the other thing, is obviously a ton of people got it at this gridiron dinner. I'm still not going to, you know, stuff to out to indoor events or anything.
I will be going to the Outback Steakhouse and eating a blooming onion.
All right, Dr. Fauci.
Okay.
All right. That will be instead of the White House.
Accent. Hello, mate. I'll take a blooming onion. I've been practicing, you know, to get my order faster.
I guess Mrs. Faster. Not interested in sex with Mrs. Fauci that night, I take it?
Well, no. She eats garlic, so it's a... We kind of cancel each
other
out.
I once went on a date with a man to the... garlic
with
restaurant
a man
to the, this is a long time ago. What's the garlic restaurant?
The Stinking Rose.
That's how
Stinking
you know Rose. Someone's not that into you. He took me to the garlic restaurant. We both smelled disgusting after that.
It's a great place though.
All right. Well.
He was being less than subtle. Hey, what do you know? We both love Stinking Rose. You know what I mean? Hey, go, boo.
What?
Classy guy.
Yeah. Hey, Carlos.
Clever boy.
How does a doc?
Highly strung. Yes, he should be. I met John Cleese. Woohoo! What a nice chap.
How does a doctor from Brooklyn imitating an Australian say the word Florida?
Florida, mate. Florida on the Barbie.
Can I tell you an interesting fentanyl story about Canada?
Yes, please. Sure. Yes, please.
We're driving around Calgary. Uh-huh. We see a woman passed out on the sidewalk, laid on her back. Somebody's feeling her pulse. Another citizen pops out of her car, undoes a little needle kit, and proceeds to administer a little life-saving shot. And we're like, what the? And they oh, yeah, we all carry our fentanyl, anti-fentanyl needle kits, and if we see somebody passed out, we administer the life-saving shot into their body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, because if we did it here, lawsuit.
Yeah. The FDA has not approved it for the United States, which is a big problem.
Yeah.
John Oliver was talking about the other. You should watch John Oliver.
I saw it firsthand. I had never seen that. I was like, wow.
Listen,
fentanyl problem in Calgary.
Yep.
I loved Seth Meyers' advice for Ivanka, speaking of late night shows.
Okay.
I had missed this. On November 5th, 2 days after the election, Ivanka tweeted, "You are all warriors of epic proportions. Keep up the faith and the fight." Seth Meyers said she's trying to overturn the results on election with the tone of a Peloton instructor. That made me laugh because I do Peloton.
Yeah.
Also, just a tip. He said, if you're planning a coup, maybe don't do it via group chat. Hey, guys, just wanted to have all our secret communications in one place just in case anyone needs to access them in the future. Here's an idea. Should we do a coup on TikTok? I think that would totally slay. Let me know. Okay.
It's called Coup Social.
Yes. Oh, my God. Lordy, there are more tapes. I mean, did everyone record everyone?
Yeah. Nobody trusts anybody.
Wouldn't blame them.
Yeah. Would you blame him?
Hilarious.
You would record everything.
Hilarious.
Hey, leave no Roger Stone unturned. See, hey. I'm coming with the puns this
wow.
morning. Come on.
You are
come
on it this morning. Wow. David.
Bloomin' onion.
David in Virginia, you're on with Carlos. Hello, David.
Well, good morning.
Oh, well, good
Jeff
morning.
And Yang. Oh, yes. Hope everybody's having a good day. I just want to make a couple observations. McConnell's statement that the Democrats would come in and take care of things. Isn't that what they always expect the Republicans?
Yes. They come in and clean up their messes. And if Democrats don't clean up the mess fast enough, they're like, well, now we got to put Republicans back in. Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you go back to all the way to Hoover and FDR, and then you go forward to Obama and George W., I mean, each time they screw everything up, and the Democrats have to come in and clean it up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Point taken. Thank you.
And one more observation, if I could. I don't know if anybody watches The Walking Dead, but this is the last season. Mm-hmm. There's a character on there that looks exactly like my governor, Glenn Youngkin. Mm. And what's interesting is the community they're involved in is the Commonwealth. And, of course, I'm in Virginia. It's the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right.
But if you look at the picture of this character, I do not remember his name. He's pretty villainous, but he looks exactly like Glenn Youngkin.
All right. I couldn't even take the promo for that. There's a guy with a baseball bat with spikes on it.
Yeah,
I was like, don't want that.
No, you would not enjoy that show.
No, Julia Roberts is not in it.
Lucille.
Yeah. Negan carries that
bat. Stephanie Estate, it's makeup. It's prosthetics.
I don't care. She would not enjoy that. Will not enjoy that.
People are not eating each other for real, except in Florida.
In where?
Florida.
That's the bath salts.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Speaking of
Florida.
Yes. Ron DeSantis signed a bill to create a police force dedicated to pursuing voter fraud and other election crime.
Sorry.
Yes, that's where they will stop for meals. What is it called? Like election integrity force? Something.
Go now to the Hitler burger, the Hitler burger, the Hitler burger. I go now to the Hitler burger to get myself my lunch.
And DeSantis has both praised the last election as smooth and suggested more rules are needed to deter fraud. Critics have deemed the law politically motivated and unnecessary, arguing local prosecutors can handle election crimes. Maybe you need a force just for Kevin, or what's his name? Mark Meadows. And how many states he's currently committing election fraud in.
The village, too.
Mm-hmm. An Associated Press investigation of the 2020 presidential election found fewer than 475 potential cases of voter fraud out of 25.5 million ballots cast in the six states where Trump and his allies disputed his loss. And I believe a large percentage of that was Mark Meadows election.
Yes. Yeah,
and other Trump voters. Right. In the villages. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh, my God. Seriously, Carlos, every time you do find a face of voter fraud, it's someone that wife or mother died and tried to vote for Trump twice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It's okay.
Accuse them of what you're doing. It's a beautiful scheme.
Right. So this whole Twitter thing, the prospect of Trump returning to Twitter has Republican congressional and campaign aides in something of a panic, telling Politico they hope he stays the hell away from Twitter. Every single one of them told us they hope the former president stays the hell away from Twitter, lest he sink their chances at flipping the House and Senate. If I'm a Democrat, I'd pray that Elon Musk puts Trump right back on Twitter. I don't think it costs Republicans the House, but it would certainly elevate Trump's opinions. It's going to put Republican candidates and members back having to answer for that. It's enough to create headaches, and it's enough to probably cost us a couple of seats. I don't know who to root for anymore in this whole Twitter Elon Musk thing, but I'm standing my ground, Travis, or what do you call it?
Carlos.
Yeah, you, but also Carlos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are saying this hasn't even gone through yet. Like, there are reasons this could fall apart from one side or the other. I just would not cede the ground yet on Twitter. You know, George Takei and others are saying, I'm going to stay here and fight. We have midterms coming up, you know, and as I keep saying, that's why it's so valuable, because they want to be where the normal people are.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
want
to be talking to themselves. That's why all those right-wing platforms have failed.
Yeah. I was about to say the dude that owns Twitter that wanted to sell it is pulling a Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He's like, why do it now? Wait till after 2022 or 2020, the elections, and then sell it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Curious timing.
Yeah.
But
I don't
know. 33% of the population are on Twitter. So if the 66% point something, right, are not on Twitter and they're educated elsewhere, we'll be okay.
Yeah. No, exactly. Exactly.